Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, and glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We will magnify the Lord. Oh, my God. So, so, so good. Welcome to Let's Talk with Minister Sheila and also myself, Cecilia, and sometimes Minister Brandon. So, we're going to start off today with Minister Sheila with prayer and whatever God has for her to start off with, because I know she has a busy schedule this morning. So we're going to go ahead and let her begin the broadcast, and then she can turn it back over to me. Go ahead, Minister Sheila.
Thank you, God. I thank you again and again and again. I cannot thank you enough for life and love and the blessings, the mercies you have given me to yet still be here, another life and love to enjoy and praise your name. I give honor to you who is the head of my life and will always be my life and will not live without you in my life. I give honor to God who is the head of my life again, and I can't never stop thanking him. I can't thank him enough. I give honor to Apostle Sandra Thomas, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, to Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and to all saints and friends, Dr. Serena Wright, Elder Kathy Kendall, and to Antoine, prophet, and Antoine Thomas, forgive me for stumbling. Yes, again, I'm at work. I'm trying to get in, but I can never be nowhere without praising our Father. And I give him all the glory, the blessing, the thanks, the knowledge to him, because without him, I would not be here. I'm going to start off with a prayer to ask the Father above, the God of all, to bless this world. Bless my brothers and sisters, my sons, my daughters, my nephews, my nieces, my grandsons, my granddaughters. God, I'm asking you to bless this world, for these devil demons don't know the harm. They know the harm. They trying to take all of the children on earth under their wing to remove them from you. God, I ask you to bless their heart, mind, body, and soul with knowledge, faith, and praise and praying unto you. But through you, it is the glory. Through you, it is the peace. Through you, it is the life of enjoyment, of joy and happiness forever in the day. So I ask you to bless these young men and women today, these young men, these older men, the young ladies and elderly ladies, to remove these evil and awful and harmful thoughts and things out of their mind. Lord, I'm asking you to take the guns, the knives, these harmful weapons out of their hands and replace it with the book of knowledge, the book of hope, the book of praise, the book of life. Put the Bible in their hand. Take the weapons out. Put the school books in their hand. Take the weapons out. Lord, kids cannot go to school these days. Guns is coming up in the school directing the wrong is taking life, innocent life, life just belongs to you. Lord, I ask you to cover these schools, cover the walks to school, cover the homes. People can't walk down the street. They can't live in their houses without the demons of these harmful plots and plans against them. God, I'm asking you to please bless us. Bless us to know that you are the only one to get the evilness out. I also ask you to bless my sisters and brothers that's out here on the motorcycles, that I am one and other sisters and brothers, Lord, ask you to cover us and take us from our destination from and to cover us while we out, to cover us while we're riding. Lord, I ask you to bless us and keep us all. Ask you to cover this government of these laws supposed to be protecting. They just taking lives after lives after lives. Lord, we cannot even be pulled over for a traffic ticket without being harmful. It's not shot from just trying to, as they call, resisting. Lord, we ask you to bless us. Take us into your hands to let us understand that these are the ways through you, for you, of you. I ask you to bless my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my grandkids, and all the sisters and brothers and kids I have and don't have, I know and don't know. Lord, I ask you to just fulfill us, bless us, and give us the knowledge and the understanding, and to teach us more of you. I ask you to even teach me more, to make me understand more, to help me understand, to bless and to cover others through your word, with your word, and how to pray through you, with you, and for us. Lord, I ask you to take us under your wing, give us knowledge. There's too much of the devil in this world that needs to be resolved. Lord, you are our shepherd. You are our God. You are our Father. You are the cover. You are the life that we belong with, under, and to be with forever in the day. Lord, I ask you to take me through this day and take us all and to bless us and to teach me more. And I love you, and I love you, and I thank you, oh God, for having the mercy, the love to bless me. For yet I am here to love and praise you another day. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back into your hands.
Possibly less with your title. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Amen. We got to praise God. We got to worship him. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. For they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And he also declared in his word, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Many people looking for the things and the addition, but they forget about the prerequisite, which was to seek ye first the kingdom of God. I love that his word also reminds us that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and that he will be your shield and your buckler, that he'll cover you with his feathers, that many shall fall at your left hand or your right, but he'll be right there, that he reminds us in his word that his word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. I like the fact that he reminds us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servant of his people. I thank God that we're his people. I thank God that he reminds us that although he told David, oh, David, praise be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. You know what? Sometimes we forget that your hands, one way for them to fight in this battle is lifted up, praising God, clapping your hands, using your hand to work and take care of your family, using your hands to do and lift up things that's going to lift up God, and your fingers for battle. You know, when your fingers fight, it can be things that you write. You can write praises unto the Lord. You can write melodies, sweet melodies unto the Lord. You can write and type something on Facebook or Instagram and all of these different things that glorifies God. There's a lot of hands doing things and fingers doing things that aren't really teaching and preaching the word of the one and only true and living God. But you know what, saints? We have the ability to change that. We have the ability to make sure that what we preach and what we teach lifts up God. I want to read part of Psalms 44. It says, "Blessed be the Lord, my strength. This teaches my hands to war. Goodness, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust." Do you really trust him? Do you? Is he really your shield and your buckler? Is he really your fortress? Is he really your high tower? It says, "I will sing a new song unto thee, O God." The songs and the things that you're singing, are they unto God? Happy is the people, happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Is God your Lord? Well, if he is, then you know that he said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments." Some husbands and some wives need to ask each other, "Do you love me? If you really love me, you'll remember the covenant that we made when it said in sickness and in health." When you said, "I do," you didn't say, "I might," but you said, "I do" to one another. You made a solemn oath and commitment before God. I saw this very sad and just disheartening statement. It said something about it was better to have a loyal side piece. Basically, the woman was saying she was happy to have a faithful man that she was the side chick of versus a man that was married to a woman that was cheating on him. You know what? That's a sad state that a woman would think being a mistress is a better place to be than being a wife. That's like saying, "I'd rather have some of God than all of God." So the reason we did a Selah to think about that is, why in the world, not that I'm saying that there's anything wrong with loving someone, but I am saying that there's something wrong with loving someone and being in a so-called relationship with someone that's already in a covenant with someone else. Some of us are cheating on God. We say that we love him. We say that we have confess with our mouth and we believe in our hearts that Jesus Christ was virgin born, that he died on the cross for us, that he was beaten and stricken for us, that by his stripes we're already healed. But yet, every chance we get, whether it's an organization, a person, or a thing, we put it before God. When you really love someone, there is nothing or no one that is placed before them. I've seen husbands and wives that not only have cleaved to one another, they've learned how to love God, how to love their spouse, and how to still love their family. If you're with someone that wants you to love them and be with them, but they want to alienate you from your loved ones and from God because they're trying to be the center of your attention, that's not God. Abraham loved God. He loved his family. Did you hear me? Abraham loved God, and Abraham loved his family. I'm going to say it one more time. Abraham loved God, and Abraham loved his family. Some of this stuff out here now, I don't know what you all call it, but I call it witchcraft. I call it being beguiled by the beguiler. When you love someone, like for instance, I'll give you an example. If you're in a relationship with someone and they're always doing what they want to do when they want to do, being around their family whenever they want to be around their family, but then they want you sitting at home waiting for them to come and just be at their beckoning and call, that's foolishness and witchcraft. But if you're going and you're being with your family, they're going and being with their family, and you both go and be with each other's family together, and you both go and worship God together, that's unity. But see, arrogance, rudeness, resentfulness, jealousy, envy, being despiteful for their slaves or other people are who will use them. Well, let me tell you, I know a whole bunch of men and women God just to be hurt for that person practicing infidelity on them by cheating on them, or that person disappointing them, or that person just continuing to use them and abuse them, and them never being loved. I'm not talking about the lustful part of the sexual fulfillment. I'm not talking about that, because people can do that part and never love you. Envy doesn't have patience and kindness. Jealousy doesn't have love. But arrogance and envy and all of that is kind of like where everyone's going in the world right now because of the pride of life. See, the Word of God talked to us about the pride of life, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh. But people think just because they go to church or they think they're saved that they're going to be free from those types of temptations. That's not Bible. The devil even tried to tempt Jesus. Come on now. Why am I talking to you about this today? Because it's important that the first love of each and every one of our lives is God. Because, see, when God is your first love, husbands, wives, sisters, brothers, boyfriends, girlfriends, cars, houses, money, land, any of that stuff can never take you away from God. I said when God is first and he stays first. Minister Sheila prayed about God being her God and him being everything to her. We have to make sure that God is number one in our lives all the time. We have to confess it. We have to pray it. We have to keep asking the Holy Ghost to build us up in God being number one in our lives. Read the word, meditate the word, sing the word of God. You want to know why? Because the beguiler will try to make you think that God is still number one when you've made a person number one, when you've made a car number one, when you've made a plane number one, some form of transportation, some job, some person, something. But the word of God says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. The word of God says, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The word says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. The word of God says, we love because he first loved us. The word of God says, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. The word of God says, beloved, let us love one another. Beloved is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. The word of God says, beloved, let us love one another. Beloved is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows him. These scriptures are saying something over and over again. I hope you're hearing me. Walk with me. The word of God says, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The word of God says, so now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. The word of God said, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not angry. The word of God says, love does not do wrong to a neighbor. That's right. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Husbands and wives, quit doing your grandparents wrong. Husband and wives, quit doing your in-laws wrong. Husband and wives, quit doing your children wrong. Husband and wives, quit doing each other's wrong. Sisters and brothers, quit doing your parents wrong. Sisters and brothers, doing each other wrong. Sisters and brothers, quit doing your nieces and your nephews wrong. People of God, quit doing God wrong. For he gave his only begotten son for us. Let's stop cheating on him with our jobs. Let's stop cheating on him with our friends and family. Let's stop cheating on God with our things. Let's stop cheating on God with our aspirations. Let's give him all of us. Every fiber of our total being, let's give it to God. From our heads to our toe, let's give it to God. From the inside out, let's give it to God. If we love him, we'll keep his commandments. If you keep my commandments, you abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This is something Jesus said. Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home in him. The word of God says, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? That's Jesus talking about going to prepare a place for each and every one of us. Don't you want to go with them? Don't you want to be with them? Don't you want to reign with them? Don't you want to love him like he loves you? Why? Because he wishes that all would repent so that no one would perish. God's word says, and he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. I'm going to say that one again. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. That means he's number one. That means that he's not competing for your love. You know, we don't have to compete for God's love. He loves us. Unconditionally, he loves us. But some of us are in relationships competing for the love of a sister or a brother. We're competing for the love of a parent or an aunt or an uncle. We're competing for the love of a male or a female. We're competing for the love of a husband or a wife. Like I said, saw that crazy thing talking about somebody having a loyal man that belongs to a wife. And what difference is it when you have a loyal woman that has a husband? Who is the covenant with? God is a covenant-keeping God. And when you love God, you'll love your spouse. I'm not saying that we're perfect. Brothers and sisters fall out all the time. Husbands and wives fall out all the time. Children fall out with their parents all the time. But you want to know why? A lot of times it's because of pride. We have forgotten how to give up the right to be right. Tells us if someone has an ought against you, not that you have an ought against them, that when you're praying, that you're to stop, lay your gift at the altar, and go and get it right with that person who has an ought against you. That's love. That's giving up the right to be right. When someone forgives, that doesn't usually mean that they're forgiving because they wronged you. It means usually that you're forgiving because you've been wronged. We've wronged our Father and the Holy Spirit and Jesus in so many ways, so many fashions, so many days. But yet, he forgives us. He shows us mercy. He opens doors that no man can shut, and he shuts doors that no man can open. He pours out blessings from the windows of heaven. He sends goodness and mercy to overtake us. He blesses us from the north, the south, the east, and the west. He loves us unconditionally. He gives us favor on our jobs, in the classrooms. He gives us the heart of the King. He heals us. He makes us whole. He delivers us. He gives us innovative and creative thoughts and ideas. He blesses us financially, emotionally. He blesses us in ways that we can't even conceive in our hearts or our minds. He does things for us without us even asking, because he knows that while we're asleep that he needs to protect us because of all the evils and the agendas of the enemy that he places in the minds of people. God does so much for us. He clothes us with spiritual clothes and natural clothes. He puts shoes on our feet. He puts food in our hands to feed other people, to even feed ourselves. He gives us the ability to move and to speak and to hear and to see. Somebody can't hear. Somebody can't speak. Somebody can't move. But yet you can move. Somebody don't have a job, but you have one. And somebody that wants to own a business and employ millions of people like IBM and all these other places, somebody wants to do that, but you already have it. Somebody wants to be the president or the vice president, not only of the United States, of various nations. Somebody wants to graduate from eighth grade. Minister Sheila is really, really, really blessed this month. She has grandchildren graduating from the left and the right. Some of them have been prophesied and spoken words of knowledge of them being presidents and scientists like Einstein, and some of them beating the odds, like one of her granddaughters that seemed like she shouldn't be graduating, but she is graduating. I mean, one of her adopted granddaughters graduating, who beat many odds. I mean, somebody wished they had one grandchild at graduating. Somebody wished that their child had to live to graduate. Glory, glory, glory to God. Somebody wished that they had children because they were barren, so they couldn't even have a child so that they could have a grandchild. My God, somebody wished they had a niece or a nephew because somebody don't have no siblings. But God, somebody wished they could have went to the war and came back like the Lord blessed me to do. Somebody went to war and they came back physically, but they're mentally still gone. My God. When we look on the other side, sometimes the grass seems greener. But if we look up to heaven, for which cometh our help, we would really see how blessed we are with the extremities that we have, with the things that we have, with the people that God has allowed us to meet and to greet and to get to know. On today, if you haven't heard anything else, pray that you heard about being grateful, about walking in thanksgiving, about making and keeping God number one, about realizing the Word of God reminds us that the righteous falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity, and that we are to honor our fathers and our mothers, and we're to love our neighbors. We're to love our brothers and sisters. We're to be grateful for the things that we have. but we're never, ever, ever to make those things greater than God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Well, that's all I have on today. I thank Minister Sheila for starting us off in prayer. I thank God for reminding us about love and grace and mercy and forgiveness and hope and his unconditional love. And I pray that you all will join us on tomorrow night when we have Iron Sharpened Iron with Minister Sheila and Minister Sylvia. I pray that you will join us on Friday nights for God Still Heals and various Let's Talk programs with Elder Kathy Kendam. I pray that you will pray a God-given prayer for us, that God would bless us to be a blessing, and that his goodness and mercy will continue to overtake us. I pray that you will hear and heed to the love of God that will cause you to keep him first and cause you to walk in the covenant with whom he's placed you in covenant with. Some of us were placed in covenant because we're our brothers and our sisters' keepers. Some of us are placed in covenant because we are a brother or a sister to someone. I thank God that I'm somebody's sister. I thank God that I'm somebody's mother. I thank God that I'm somebody's friend. I thank God that I'm his more than anything. Daughter, I'm his heir. I thank God for the privilege of knowing him and getting to know him even more. I thank God for teaching us how to pray and when to pray. So I close this program with this. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Father, we glorify you and we magnify you. We lift up Jesus so that he can draw all men unto him. Father God, we thank you for your love and your protection. We thank you for your forgiveness and your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the many blessings that you have poured upon us. We thank you for causing us to be a blessing in everything that we say and do. We thank you for the ability to work together in the ministry of Smile through you. Thank you, God, for giving us a seek for you that's everlasting and eternal. I thank you, God, for the covenant of love that you've given us with you and with one another. Have your way in every area of our lives. Bless us beyond anything that we could ever ask or conceive in our hearts or even invent in our minds. Teach us the blessings of love, your kind of love, God, and that we will put nothing, no one, and no time or no purpose before you, God. For you are number one in our lives. Thank you for the many graduates that you've given us in our families. Thank you for the parents of the graduates and the grandparents and the aunts and the uncles and the sisters and the brothers and the nieces and the nephews of these graduates. Thank you for protecting them and keeping them safe and causing them to be great at being what you have purposed for them to be in the destiny that you placed on their lives, and that they will keep you first in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bye-bye.